safety.
The Senate is expected to vote on the reconciliation bill Saturday afternoon. This is a huge bill that includes language dealing with climate, health care, taxes, and inflation. Ag Country Farm Credit Services Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs, Howard Olson, says there are funding implications for agriculture as well.
It's actually about $40 billion, I think, that would be managed by USDA, you know, including forestry and rural electric co-ops for carbon reduction programs and carbon capture projects and so on. $20 billion in for conservation programs. You know, we see what some of this means and how it's going to be written and what will happen with it. But I think there's just a lot of good things in there for agriculture. And then it also extends the biodiesel tax credit and then provides a new credit for renewable fuels and low carbon fuels from agriculture, you know, as we get a couple of years down the road with it.
Despite some positive things for agriculture, Olson says there are also concerns about the cost of that legislation.